Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for, you know, like listening in and following our social media pages. I kind of get confused though. I'm like, should I say my? Should I say our? Anyways, welcome to the Pink Glasses conversation. I'm so excited and, like I always say, scared, but there's no turning back. Now, right? I already bought like my podcast instrument, so, and I'm really not ready to return it. So I'm just, yeah, just gonna keep it. I'm sure if I like see it every day, I will get my motivation up. Anyways, today's podcast is an introduction, yay! And so you're just gonna hear me like really talk about myself for like what, 30 minutes? Just so you know. I would do my utmost best to get podcasts out, a new episode out every Saturday. Fingers crossed, knocking on the table. I know it can be done. So let's just say every Saturday, you know, 30 minutes of me just talking about something, anything related to my identity or anything I observed or, you know, anything I heard from someone that I just feel like talking about. Feel free to leave your reviews. Like, you know, if you look at our social media pages, there's a link tree where you can like contact you know, the Pink Glass Conversation or Lighthouse. If you want a collab, if you just want to give me feedback, I'd be like, why are you trying to sound like Americana like this? Anyone, just let me know and I'm here to listen. I would try not to take it to heart. So today, like I said, I will be introducing myself and talking a bit about Lighthouse and what Pink Glasses Conversation is about. I was thinking about what is the best way to possibly like introduce myself. I was like, should I introduce myself, you know, using all the social worker terminology and all these things. I'm like, I'm big. So I think I'll try to use the addressing model that I always use. I do think before I start talking about that dressing model and social work, and yeah, I'm a social worker, I had to just put that out there, right? Sprinkle of pride. Amen. But first things first, my name is Olaoluwa Hannah Abakare. A couple of people just call me Ola. See, I said Ola, American version. Some people call me Ola. My name Olaoluwa means God's grace, it means the grace of God. And it means the same thing as my middle name, Hannah, which is also the grace of God. And the name was given to me by my paternal grandpa. That's my dad's dad. Yeah, bless his heart. He's no more. But yeah, so I will be doing the addressing model. And I'll also be telling you like fun facts about me. Just because I want to share all my life story in one episode, right? Yeah, so with the addressing model, my name is Olaoluwa Abakare, and I'm going to be the host for PGC, the Pink Glasses Conversation. I'm just going to start saying PGC because it saves me time, saves me energy, and saves me breath. But yeah, so with the addressing model, the first thing is age. I think some people say my age range is millennial. Some people say it's Gen Z. I don't know, but one of the two, sha. Anyone. D is for like disability. I am able-bodied. And the R is for religion. I am a Christian. I identify as a Christian. I have been a believer all my life, besides the fact that I was born into the faith. I'm also a person of faith. I also found Jesus and my identity in Christ. I believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and I believe in the Trinity. My ethnicity, I'm a person of color. My socioeconomic status. They say working class. But I know one of my friends will probably hear this and be like, after this stuff saying this, But I'm rich in Christ, but my boss is poor. There's really no middle class. It's either you're rich or you're poor. So I can say working class, but deep down in my heart, well, I'm rich in Jesus' name. Sexuality, I am heterosexual. My indigenous heritage, I am an immigrant. I'm an African immigrant. I'm from Nigeria. I'm from Southwest Nigeria, and I associate a culture called the Yoruba culture. I am Yoruba. I am original Omo Ibile. That's the, like, okay, I'm trying to translate Omo Ibile, but like a child of the soil. Yeah, so I'm from Nigeria. I currently live in the United States, and I'm Yoruba. My gender, female, right? I am a woman, I'm female, and all of that. So, fun facts about me, right? Hey. I am an only child. Amen. I am an only child to my mom. And I used to be, see, I'm quite popular in my local church back home for being like a special child, just because my mom waited like 19 or 20 years before she had me, which is a big deal back home. So I'm an only child, grew up as an only child, but I have tons of cousins and uncles and aunties, literally in Nigeria. Everyone is your uncle, your auntie, your cousin. Family friends are cousins. Your neighbors are your aunties. Somebody else in your neighborhood is an uncle. So I grew up with a lot of people in my house. My mom always had people. We always had people around. And so, I mean, I knew that I was an only child, but I kind of had company to a certain point. Then everybody went their ways and I had to live with my mom. Like, I mean, I was always living with her, but like it had to be the two of us at some point. Yeah, you don't want to know about it. I'm not dissing my mom, I promise. My mom is a clergy. She has been a clergy since I was born. I've only known her as a clergy. She's actually a doctor of theology. And I'm a certified church girl. Yeah, like, I know being a church girl does not mean you're a believer or a third person. Like, you can be a church girl and still not know Christ. But in the definition of a church girl, I fit into that category. I'm a church girl. I love going to church. I love being in church. I love working in the church. It's like second nature to me because my mom did that a lot. We were always in church or in a program or in a crusade or in a seminar, and I just got used to it. I love music and worship. Just get ready. There might be times when I'll like burst into worship in a podcast. This is a lie, I'm joking. But that can happen too. You never can tell. I'm full of surprises, right? I am my father's carbon copy. My mom doesn't like it, but she is learning to live with it. I look a lot like my dad. And I'm my mom's carrier copy. That's what I like to call it. Carrier copy because my mom, you know, has been into ministry all my life. My mom, you know, at some point did a couple of media. She was like a radio presenter or something. And I love media, right? That's why I'm having this. And my mom has been doing marriage counseling for the longest of time. And so I'm also a family therapist. I haven't said that. Oh, that's towards the end. I currently work as a family therapist. I recently moved to Oregon, like I said before. I love community development. I love volunteering. I love working with people. I love, you know, building projects. I love hosting shows. I used to do that back in the day. When you hear back in the day, it sounds like I'm saying like 20 years ago. Back in the days, like 4 years before I moved to the US, I used to host a lot of church events and things like that, and do a lot of like voiceovers and all of that fun stuff, but didn't really do that anymore. I plan to go back to it, though. I really do love that time, you know, like when you're hosting shows and like you're emceeing over events and stuff like that. Another fun fact about me, I can be an ambivert, like an introvert and an extrovert. I don't know if I'm a balanced one, but I can be one. I can be like a home buddy where I'm like at home for like days and you won't even know because I'm probably like watching TV. I love movies and I love Korean drama specifically. I know that all my friends are like rolling their eyes and rolling their ears, but I don't care. I love Korean drama. So yeah, I can be a home buddy. Just like staying at home and eating and watching TV and being on my phone. But I also love being out, right? Like when I'm outside, I get to meet new people because I love meeting new people. I love hearing from other people and hearing other people's experiences. So I definitely do that as well. I am very organized. I like keeping things where they're meant to be. It's not OCD, I promise. I just like things being like where they're supposed to be and things being organized and things being set up. I really pay a lot of attention to details, which is like a strength, but can also be a weakness, I think. Then lastly, you get to know a lot more about me, but I design all the graphics that you see. So if anything comes out, I designed it. With Canva, of course. Yeah, thanks, Canva. So, yeah, just a few facts about me, you know. And another interesting one is I have a hard time differentiating letter G versus letter J. If you're, like, if I'm taking down notes or someone is spelling their name, and they're like, oh, my name is this. So I'm like, can you please spell it? And they're like, G, E. I have to quickly do like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I'm like, oh, G. I'm like, okay, G. It's just super weird. I used to tell myself that. I think when they were like teaching like letter G and J, that was the day that I didn't go to like nursery school. But there's that as well. So just a little bit about Pink Glasses conversation, like why am I even doing a podcast and, you know, what is Lighthouse about? What do I plan to do with this? You know, how is it going to go going forward and things like that. I'll do my best not to, you know, read the introduction verbatim and just pour it out. But we, PGC, I have always been like wanting to dig into this media side of me, you know, like I said before, I really love hosting programs and shows. I've always done it in the church, but I just wanted to like look for something that could connect me to that. I feel like I always have a lot of thoughts in my head. I always have something to say, something to share. And I was like, let me just do something, you know, I can't do YouTube because I'm too afraid to put myself in front of a camera. I'm be saying like, subscribe, shit. Maybe I will do it soon because this one I've been doing a podcast already, right? You never can tell. But I was like, so what is like the next alternative? Like, let me just do a podcast. Like, how bad can it be? No one prepared me. But yeah, so I was like, let me just start something. Let me do a podcast. And when I had a thought, I was like, what am I going to call it? Lighthouse Ministry is something I have been doing for years. I used to do a lot of quotes and sometimes I'll like lead prayer calls, but I wasn't very consistent. And so I was like, it's time to, you know, be consistent with this and, you know, put it out there. Like when I opened the page, I didn't even tell anyone. I would just like post quotes there like randomly. But no one knew about it. And like, I would always like change the name after name after name. So I was like, I need to start this thing back up. I need to be consistent. I need to do this in a better way. So I was like, yeah, I'll just relaunch, which is what, you know, I did. Thanks to everyone again. So one of these days when I was like really thinking, and I was just like, hold up. Everyone loves me and my glasses. I mean, I think they love my glasses more than they love me, but I'm like, being glasses conversation, right? I've been wearing glasses for years, and 80% of the time my glasses are always pink because I love pink. I think I love it a tad bit too much. Fun fact. So I was like, I'll just call it pink glasses conversation, something funky, something relatable, something that people can, you know, kind of agree or attest to. So that's really how it got its name. Like something that I was like, people already know me. It's like me and my pink glasses. I'm in the store. People like, I love your glasses and things like that. So I just picked that name. And so that's how PGC was really born. And also, like, I started a new job a couple of months ago after grad school. I know I didn't say this, but I'm a social worker. I have my Bachelor of Science in Social Work from the best university in Nigeria, the University of Lagos, right? And haters gonna hate. I have my Bachelor of Science in Social Work from the University of Lagos. And in 2019, I moved to the U.S. to have my master's in social work, combined practice, and a certificate in marriage and family therapy, which is what I'm doing now. All glory to God. So after I started this new job, I was like burnt out. Like I was done. I was tired just because it felt like all I did every day was just work and do a lot of trauma work and work with a lot of families. So I was like, I need something else to channel my creativity. I need to do something else. I need, you know, to have my identity in something else. You know, something that's like a passion, something like that. So that's one of the things that kind of motivated PGC as well. Again, like I said, it's an initiative under Lighthouse. Lighthouse is just like a lot of quotes, summaries, PGC. Hopefully in the near future, I can launch like a merch part of Lighthouse, like shirts and hoodies and Christian teas and stuff like that. So I really hope to do that in the near future. But Lighthouse, again, as a ministry, just has like a mission to share the light of Christ and, you know, an intent to be the hands and feet of Jesus any way we know how. And PGC is a space where I share the struggles associated with some of my identities, the intersectionality of my identity as a female, you know, like using the addressing model before, as a female, as a believer, as a social worker, as a person of color, you know, as a person of color living in Oregon, like it's so different. As a former international student, you know, are people like looking to come for grad school and need more information? You know, I might be doing a couple of that in the near future. And I like to say PGC is a product of three P's: pain, passion, and purpose. And so that's kind of like a brief of PGC and like, you know, what it's about and some of the things that I'll be doing like moving forward. So it's kind of bring the energy down, like really in. So I'm not talking only about myself and just hearing my voice. Again, this is an introduction just so you get to know me and where I'm coming from and understand the lens that I'll be talking from. I do not speak for everyone who have some or even all the identities that I have, right? I have interpreted these identities differently. My personality is different. My experiences are different. My coping skills are different, you know, so I don't speak for everyone. Again, there's a link in the description box of this episode where you can follow like the other social media pages or even like go to the website and read more about me or about PTC or about Lighthouse. Also in the link, you can like give me feedback if there's like, okay, Ola, I think you need to like do this better and maybe consider this, maybe make it shorter, make it longer, you know, like look at these topics or things like that. I would really, really appreciate it. again, please be gracious with me as I navigate all of this. My plan is to get a new episode out every Friday. Hopefully they come out at a time where it's like Saturday across board, right? So it's not like Saturday here and it's like Sunday in Nigeria or things like that. So I'll do my best to get it out every Saturday in the morning or bi-weekly. So sometimes it might be weekly, sometimes it might be bi-weekly. But this first episode is coming out on Sunday, that's for sure. Because I had like really cracked voice not all week, like towards the end of the week and stuffy nose. It's not COVID, I promise. It's just changes in the temperature and the weather, and my body is not really reacting well to it. That's why I'm like taking deep breaths, and it feels like I'm breathing from my mouth. So the song for this week is Zoe by Minister Oduayo Adebayo and Pastor Aaron. I love this song so much. I was like on it multiple times the past 2 weeks, I think. So that's the song for the week. And the quote for the week is one that is on all the social media pages. It's waiting for the perfect time is waiting for no time. Okay? Thanks again for listening and for following. I really need the support. I want to know what your thoughts are and how you're feeling. If you have any topics you think I should address again, please let me know, and I'm open to doing that. So let's get this PGC train started, shall we? See y'all next time. Bye-bye.